All right. Well, now, this clip, this was recorded in the Gold Hill Hotel in Virginia City. And what you're going to hear is, first of all, let me explain. We had done a complete overnight investigation with the five members of the GIS.
Right.
We had taken, I believe it was the Brewery Lodge, which was an offshoot of this hotel, which was almost just a separate house. And we had the run of the entire thing. We were able to lock the entire house down, go inside the house, and do our investigation overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it consisted of three different bedrooms. Each couple got a bedroom, then Barry got his own bedroom. And we each set up our video cameras in our rooms and all that.
Well, I've been to Virginia City, you two. It's a pretty creepy old place anyway in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yes, and there's a lot of... most of the buildings have reported hauntings in them, so it's a wonderful place to investigate.
So in this case, you had an EMF meter with you?
That's correct. We do, and we take that with us everywhere.
So you're looking for fluctuation, sorry to interrupt, in the electromagnetic field indicating the presence of something.
That's correct. We have noticed there are correlations between fluctuations in the EMF and, you know, ghost manifestations, even EVP and video.
Got it.
Anomalies captured on film. I mean, things like that. And in this clip, that it actually shows that. What's happening is I was walking around doing a control reading with the EMF meter, and of course I'm recording at the same time, and the EMF meter was just going so erratic. I mean, it would give me high levels in one spot, and then I'd go back to that spot and there'd be nothing, then all of a sudden it'd go high again, then it'd be high on the other side of the room. And I'd walked into the living room area of the Brewery Lodge, and I was going to find Barbara to let her know that the EMF meter was acting weird and she should concentrate filming on this side of the house.
Right.
And I'm walking in there, and then you'll hear this woman say, "Are you alone?" And I'm
okay.
Walking down these stairs as she's saying that, and then I say to Barbara, "It's acting weird."
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just such a weird context of this woman asking me, "Am I alone?"
Here it is.
Are you alone?
It's acting weird.
Wow.
Are you alone? Are you alone?
Well, there's nothing, you know, that's absolutely clear. While there are some of them that are perhaps difficult to understand, there's nothing hard to understand about that. That voice asks, "Are you alone?" Now, is it your impression, Brendan, that that was addressed to you?
Yeah, I would think so. But I think that's mainly just because I was there and I know, you know, how it was set up in the context of how it happened. I would think that it was directed towards me, but at the same time, it may have been, you know, like some of these other EVP recordings where it has absolutely nothing to do with what we're doing at the time.
Mm-hmm. Such a clear voice, obviously feminine. No chance it was Barbara, right?
It's not my voice, and,
no, it's, definitely not
and it's not Jenny's voice, and we were the only two females in the Brewery Lodge that night.
All right, listen closely one more time, folks. Here it is. Now listen closely. The "Are you alone?" part is coming out of nowhere.
Are you alone?
It's acting weird.
Are you alone?
All right, that was Brendan. It's acting weird. Was the electromagnetic monitoring device that he had? And Brendan, how far out from the normal background was this reading?
This was actually going all the way up to about 13 milligauss.
Really?
And when you know figure that the average reading in this home was about 0.4. I mean, it was pretty high fluctuations. I mean, even for a lot of things that we have seen with it,
I think
that has been one of the highest.
Yes. Do you? That's interesting. Do you think, Brendan, that it takes that electromagnetic energy to make that communication or make a manifestation, something that you can see is electromagnetic force? What's involved in?
You know, I do think that they use this energy to do it. And I don't know if they're creating this energy or using the energy that's already there.